This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Today we begin the book of Ephesians. Ephesians was a letter that was written by the Apostle Paul to a church that was in the city of Ephesus. Now, Ephesus was, at the time of Paul, a very powerful and influential city. Within its realm lay all of the wonder, as well as all of the sin, that one would expect to find in a major city today. It contained some of the finest arts and literature of its time, yet it certainly was replete with all of the fleshly indulgences that inevitably trail behind prosperity and self-glorification. Now, history tells us that the occult and magic were big in the city of Ephesus. There was a thirst for the supernatural and a longing for deity and religion, albeit only one that would fit within man's parameters. Now, this, of course, made a recipe for destruction, a spiritual perfect storm, if you will. Now, indeed, Ephesus was a very spiritual city. But the search for and the practice of this led to what is a full gamut across the religious spectrum. Everyone in the city was religious, yet few, if any, knew of God Jehovah or Jesus as the path to his feet. Now, Ephesus, in the city of Ephesus, their top god was the goddess Diana, and in Ephesus there was her temple. It was really a grand fortress that was considered one of the seven wonders of the world. Diana was deemed the goddess of sex and fertility, which obviously led to a great sexual perversion. And throughout the city, you would find in that day the multi-breasted statues of Diana, or Artemis, same god, and she was referred to as the goddess of sex. Now, in Ephesus, there also was a great 25,000 person outdoor amphitheater that was said to have had perfect acoustics. It was in this theater that the crowds gathered around Paul and his friends and shouted for 2 hours, "Great is the Diana of the Ephesians," way back in Acts chapter 19. Now, Paul's letter to the Ephesians begins from a presupposition that all true believers are in a spiritual battle every day of their lives until they are taken home. Now, we can use various vernacular phrases to encompass that scenario. You can call it spiritual warfare or trials and testing or the like. But look, it all boils down to the same thing. We can never quit, we can never rest, and we can never let down our guard. God has not just left us to struggle in the quagmire of this issue, however, he has indeed provided us with the tools and the resources that we need to walk in the Spirit every day, and therefore grow in maturity and minister for the gospel and the kingdom. Thus, the stuff for success is here for us. But we must be willing to step forward and put on the armor God has provided for us, and then actually move out of our realm of comfort and to go to war. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33 says, "I have told you these things, that in me," this is Jesus speaking, "you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world." Now, for everyone who loves Jesus, this message and thus this book is for you. Because if we love Christ, we will, each one of us, from the first man to the last, seek always to serve and minister the gospel to a lost world and to a brotherhood of community. God wants us to do great things in and through each one of us, not just some special elite core that is required to protect the masses of Christian civilians. Paul will remind us in this letter that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I wonder how many of us are even now still foggy as to the spiritual resources that are available to us as children of light. I leave you with 1 John 4, 3 and 4 today, where the Apostle John reminds us that every spirit who doesn't confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of whom you've heard that it comes. Now it is in the world already. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.